My name's Harry Pinero. If you don't know, now you know. To my left.
Yeah, it's the dark one. You know what I mean? It's that dark, brother.
Yeah.
It's overcooked. It's Captain Burnt. You get me? It's that do it when that don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
I get it. All right. So today's guest, it's hard to explain this human being.
You know, he's a bit of a question mark.
He is a question mark, but he's a lovely person.
Genuinely one of my favorite people.
A genuine icon.
Yeah.
Humor.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Humor.
A human that's humble.
Okay. So
yeah, humor. Just me. Google it. Okay. He's humor. Genuinely, I've seen him 3 times this week, and that's more than I've ever seen him in my whole life.
Yeah, genuinely.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I feel like I've really got to know.
He's wearing a great t-shirt today, by the way.
One of my you know, it's anime related.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll take it.
100%. He has glasses on.
Oh, very good glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
It's his good hairline
is 2 more months.
Mm-hmm.
Problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one and only.
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. It's Deji!
Hello.
Hey, my brother.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Call me Shorts Gaming. Hey, my brother. How are you, my first of all?
No, I'm amazing. Thank you, guys. How are you guys?
Great. We're good. Not too bad, man.
We're good.
Oh, it's an honor to have you here.
No, thank you for having me.
We had your brother last week, but you're the brother I was waiting for.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
So that was the starters for the main.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the starters for the main.
Yeah.
Speaking of that intro,
Yes.
When you first did that, was there a thought behind it? Was it like, this sounds cool, or you just did it and then you ran with it?
With the hey guys.
Hey guys!
No, so I'm a loud person, you know?
Facts.
And like, just naturally, when I said, I was like, hey guys, Comedy Shorts Gaming here. But naturally, I'd be like, hey guys, it's Comedy Shorts Gaming here.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just kind of like turned into a thing where I just start doing that.
Yeah.
And then,
have you ever got whiplash from doing that?
No, the G-force.
You know what it is? I've got a good neck. You know what I
mean?
What?
So, you know, okay. Do you know, I've said it today and I'm going to say it again.
We're not going
to. I'm done with that.
Yeah, all of that.
This is
why
finished.
Pause.
It's finished.
Stuff like that.
It's finished.
I'm just going to let people talk right now.
Say what you want to say.
Yeah, genuinely.
Okay,
we're
cool.
Grown.
So like, I feel like when it comes to like neck action, I've got that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like my neck. Like if I was a girl.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for like any man that comes close to my neck. You know what I mean? Like, I give, my neck is necking, bro. I neck so good.
Oh, yo, do you, this.
Can
this,
we bring it back then?
This is, bro, this, this is harder than chamber.
Yeah. We gotta run it back.
Yeah, we gotta run it back.
Because that weren't safe.
Woo!
Okay. All right, I wanted to ask you, Darkest, because I don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first time you met Dej and what was your experience like?
Okay, the first time I ever met Dej, it was on a shoot, but I can't tell you which one it was. Honestly, can't tell you which one it was. Do you remember?
Does he remember?
I just remember seeing you.
I think I just pulled up somewhere and you were there.
Yeah, or was that like a charity game or something?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh no! Oh, I remember. Honestly, I can't tell you when I met Dej. I just remember, because you know what it is? You know when you meet someone for the first time and you get along so well, it feels like you've met them before, like you feel like you've known each other for like 5 years. It's hard to remember a first time like that. Obviously, if I see someone I don't really fuck with like that, and I'm like, yo, what are you saying, and I see them 5 years later, I'll remember that interaction. But because I got along with him, I'm not going to remember the interaction because I feel like we've known each other from childbirth. You get it?
That was a lot.
Yeah,
that was
I know. I said that with one breath.
Yeah, I think my first interaction with you was on a shoot.
I didn't ask though, bro.
I don't think it was. I think we just like kind of like Darkest, we just met somewhere.
No, I'm telling you. I met you on a shoot, yeah. I think, and I, again, because I've been watching you for years, again, I saw you and you was like, yeah, man, nice to meet you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Harry. He goes, I'm joking, I know you. It's Comedy Shorts Gaming. I remember, yes, that's what you said to me.
What? I said Comedy Shorts Gaming.
Why did you say his name? I've heard it. Speaking of that name, Comedy Shorts Gamer, how'd you come? Okay, fine. You could have been Comedy Gamer, you could have been Shorts Gamer. Why Comedy Shorts Gamer?
So it's so funny because I wanted to, like, start making short comedy skits from games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Comedy Shorts, and I'm also a gamer. So that's literally it.
Okay,
but it didn't last long, because then I just stopped, you know.
Fair
enough.
I mean,
it has a ring to it.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But it's good that you dropped it out.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, do you know what it is?
You got a good name, man. Deji.
Deji.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, big Dej.
Big Dej. Dejasaurus Rex.
No, but you know what it is with a like Comedy Shorts gamer? Like, people just kept like taking the piss, being like, oh, Comedy Shorts dick, or Comedy Shorts gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was so,
mm-hmm.
But you can't really do that with Deji.
No, you can't.
Oh, no, you can. You can say like Dead G or Wedgie.
Okay,
or,
brother, you know, okay. Can I be honest with you? Before you said that, no one thought that.
I never ever thought about
so now you're just giving people ammo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you cut that out?
No. We're gonna
it's in there now. It's in there. It's actually being edited, isn't it? It's getting edited as we speak.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, it's getting edited.
And speaking of your t-shirt, brother, that is, can you tell us what that is? That's the Akatsuki, right?
Yeah.
So, no, from, I can't.
Wait.
That was my Apple Watch.
Yeah, no, I want to ask you a question, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that is? That is the Akatsuki.
No, that's the Akatsuki, but it's like, let me finish where I was going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you stopped me halfway.
Yeah,
don't
put
a temporary light in the middle of my sentence.
Okay, no, okay. Fine.
So you love Naruto?
Yeah, it's a villainous group in Naruto.
No, okay, cool. So is Naruto your favorite anime?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay, fair enough. What's your top three animes? I'm going to start asking it to everyone.
Yeah, I'll probably say Fire Force.
Yeah, Fire Force is sick.
Yeah.
I've watched Fire Force.
No, 1 second.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. See, now we're talking. Killua.
Yeah,
Killua. Yeah, my dog.
And I'll probably say, like, for third, one that's just kind of like just always resonated, Samurai Champloo.
Oh my. Bro, yeah. You know the fact that you've mentioned that and I've never watched it? It's so sick. I love that he did that for me.
What's it called? Samurai Champloo?
Yes, yeah, it's the first anime.
What's it called? Like,
Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo.
Champloo.
Champloo. Yeah,
it's the first anime I ever watched.
Is that why you would say it's up there?
Has to be. Because it's like, that's what, like,
made,
yeah, they introduced me to anime. And then the second one was Naruto.
Mm.
And then I was just like, whoa, this is like so sick. And then I didn't realize there was like a whole world of anime. Like, I've got Crunchyroll and all of that.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm on that.
Have you heard about watch One Piece?
Too long.
I hear it. But just way give it long. A go. One Piece
but here's
is so
thing,
good.
No, here's the thing, though. I've watched Bleach, which is equally as long.
Mm. No, it's not. But One Piece, I've aged. Yeah. You age watching that show, literally, bro. I've watching 14 years.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I feel like the... Quite long. Because, like, what? Bleach has, like, 500 plus episodes?
Yeah, if you add the new 3 seasons that came... Actually, no, still might not even be 500. 500 is a lot. I don't think
so. So what's the difference between Bleach and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War?
It's just a continuation of the story.
Okay, yeah. So I only watched Thousand Year Blood War.
You've never watched anything before that?
See, no.
Then you watch Bleach.
No, but you know what it is?
You don't know about the Espada. You don't know what Ichigo had to go through.
No. But I saw that Ichigo is kind of literally like the man. But he's had to become the man.
But you didn't
and
watch
his
the
real
journey.
Power has never really been shown.
Yeah. Mm.
But this time round, we're going to see it because obviously he has to go and... What's my man's name? The guy that's at the top.
Yuha.
Not Yuha.
Who?
The guy, man, who's got the hand right now. He's got the eye.
Oh, the Soul King.
Yeah. So he has to go and beef the Soul King now. And I think that's the only way.
The Soul King's dead. He's fighting Yuha right now.
Yeah.
Yuha killed the Soul King.
That's what I'm saying. But he's now the Soul King because obviously he's got the eye.
Yeah. Do you know his name's like Yuha Habaka or something like that?
Yeah.
Why is it spelled... Y-H-W-A-C-H.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
I thought it was Wahatch.
Yeah, I thought it was Wahatch. Now, you need to watch Bleach, though. My Bleach is... You don't even know about Aizen. Do you know Aizen?
Bro, Aizen, when it... All right, so basically,
I just want to say a quick thank you to Saley for sponsoring this video because we've been using Saley on a few trips now and it's just so helpful.
Now, if you don't know what Saley is, it's a new eSIM service app with affordable eSIM plans in over 190 countries.
Oof. It provides an internet connection wherever you are and saves you on roaming fees. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever in a place where you're not using Wi-Fi, Saley can really help with these needs.
And it is so easy to use. Just download an app, buy a plan and install the eSIM. Easy.
And you only need to download the eSIM once, not one time for each country. Just one time and you're done.
One! Just follow the instructions on the app before your trip, then it'll be activated right away when you land. Easy peasy. Simple, lemon squeezy.
And all Saley eSIM plans are compatible with Android and iOS devices, and chat support is available 24/7. You can talk to them whenever you want.
Hello? It is very simple. All you need to do is download the Saley app in your app store, or you can scan the QR code. Use our code OLDENBOLD and you get 15% off your first purchase.
Oof.
We're going to play a little game. We're going to start this game. Yeah. It's basically you and Darkest are going to go head to head, right?
Okay.
You have to say, we're going to call this a celebrity game, right?
Okay.
I've got this from playing the game with Specs, but also I think Front Three do this for football. So shout out to Front Three.
Mm.
You're going to say, so for example, if I go M
yeah,
and he goes J, we have to say a celebrity whose first name, the first letter of their name begins with M, mm-hmm. and the first letter of their second name begins with J. So if I go M, he goes J, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, right?
Okay, easy.
We're gonna do three rounds,
all right.
and the winner basically just gets to be the winner. All right, so after three, you've got to say who a
goes
letter.
First? Who goes first?
Right, Deji goes first because he's our guest.
Okay.
All right, and then you go second, okay?
Okay, cool.
After, so United goes, all right?
So I have to say a letter.
A letter, and then he says a letter of the second name.
Okay, cool.
And remember, and it's the letter of the first name, all right?
Okay.
The first letter of the first name. Okay.
Yeah. So if you say M, I say J, Michael Jordan.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
Or Maya Jama.
Yeah, Maya Jama. Yeah. Three, two, one.
P.
C.
PC.
Patrick Clayman.
F*** off.
What?
Who's Patrick Clayman?
Peter Clarkson.
Peter Clarkson?
Yeah.
Can we search that for me, please?
Peter Clarkson doesn't exist.
You meant to say Jeremy Clarkson.
Okay, no, don't look at the screen. Don't look at the screen. No, don't look at the screen.
No, that's not real. No,
okay,
no.
Yeah,
no.
He's not. Okay, Penelope Cruz.
That's 1-0. Yeah, Penelope Cruz.
No, I said Patrick Clayman.
Who's Patrick Clayman?
No, Patrick Clayman. Definitely someone. Look, Patrick Clayman.
Patrick Clayman Sexual Health Center.
Yeah. Patrick Clayman, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Okay, hey, who's Penelope Cruz? I just said that.
Penelope Cruz is an actress.
You've been serious?
Yeah, wallah.
Wallah, I made up.
Yeah, wait, really?
Yeah, Penelope Cruz, yeah. So search it. Penelope Cruz.
Let me see.
That's cat, bro.
No, she is.
Penelope Cruz. Spanish actress. Oh my God.
Yeah, Penelope
and Cruz. And I know her as well.
Yeah, of course.
I've seen her in what's it called?
She's in Bear Films.
Yeah, I've seen her in Bear Films.
Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, she watches this podcast.
Yeah, she does.
She's the first sub.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it's 1-0 to Darkest.
Yes.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
J. D. Wait, what'd you say?
D.
Oh, Jennifer Dawn. Bang.
Who the f*** Jennifer Dawn?
Jennifer Dawn. You don't know Jennifer Dawn?
Jennifer Dawn, please.
Bang. That's what I meant.
Jennifer Dawn.
No.
Okay, Jack Doherty.
Jack Doherty. Let's go, Jack Doherty. Please.
I don't even want to see him.
Oh my God.
Jack Doherty, yeah. American YouTuber.
There we go.
I hate this guy.
But yeah. All right, that's 2-0.
Yeah.
All
right,
okay.
First of three. So yeah. You've lost this, but f*** it. We'll just get you a final one. This one.
First two, three.
No, first five. First five.
First of five, yeah?
First five, right. Let's go.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
X.
C.
Xavier Cruz.
I was going to say Xavier Cruz, but I don't think he exists.
Can we track Xavier Cruz, please?
Xavier Cruz.
Okay.
That counts. Come on, bro.
All right, man. Go again. Okay, so change it now. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Z.
D.
You got to say it at the same time.
Okay, cool. Zach Dick.
Okay, no. Say it all the time. Okay.
Just to give you some advice, X and Z,
forget about it. Okay, I got it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
F. U.
Wait.
Uriah Faber.
Doesn't exist.
It's a fighter.
All right, go on then. Uriah what?
Faber.
Wait, let's just see.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Bro! I didn't even know that! But yeah. I know this guy
as well. He fought Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Oh my God, he got it right.
Oh my gosh.
No, okay.
Well, like, no, that's double points. That has to be.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's actually 2-1. So you can still win this,
bro,
all right?
Uriah Faber.
All right, after three. Come on, let's go. 3, 2, 1.
G. X. Sorry.
Try and help yourself here, okay? Yeah.
All
right. Because remember, you think of a name that you think, oh, I should know his name. 3, 2, 1.
D. What did you say?
E.
Derek Andre. David Eric.
Actually think of someone.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. There is one.
Five, Dwayne Eric.
Four.
Dwayne Eve.
Okay.
Two.
Okay, no.
Dwayne Eve. Dwayne Eve. No, you did.
Douglas Ill.
Nah. All right. 3, 2, 1.
C.
G.
Wait, what did you say?
G. C, G.
Oh, Cedric Gain.
Okay. It's got to be...
I'm sorry, bro. Guys, this is easy.
Cedric Gain.
No.
We're
going to do another one.
All right. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
C. What did you say?
C.
C. This is easy.
Cassius Clay.
There we go.
No, but his name's Muhammad Ali, though.
But he is Cassius Clay.
But what's his celebrity name?
His name is Cassius Clay.
No, it's not.
He was a celebrity name. Sorry, I'm taking that.
His name is Muhammad Ali.
2-2. All right. So this one here is the one. Whoever wins this one is the GOAT.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2-1
J.
W. Jack Wilshere. Come on!
Jack Wilshere.
Come on!
The winner. Darkest man, you are the winner. So what we like to do in this game is have a victory speech. So Darkest, take it away.
I mean, do you know what it is? When it comes down to words and, you know, the vocab of each individual that walks this planet Earth, it's about what you've been through. And I feel like with Deji, it starts with the parents. Do you know what I mean? I think it's a parental problem to start with.
Mm.
Lovely people as parents, but I feel like they didn't really look at Deji and be like, we need to teach you. So, so it's like, I feel like Deji was walking through this world by himself a little bit. And I don't blame him for it. You got to do what you got to do. So it's just, it comes down to this. How strong are your ligaments? Do you get what I mean? Because I've hurt my ACL, even when I've stretched it. Do you get what I'm saying to you? But have you? Have you? It comes down. It doesn't come down to what you eat. It doesn't come down to what you believe. It comes down to what skin color you are. Black people are superior. Okay, I'm starting.
Okay, cool. Yeah, fair play. Well done. Great speech. All right, so Dej, obviously you've lost that, yeah? But you've actually won a few things in your life. You won an award, yeah?
Yeah.
We literally are fans of this because of what you did. We're just going to play it for you. And just explain to us what actually happened here.
Yeah. Well, this award goes to Epic Games. No, I'm joking. It's a joke. It goes to Blizzard. Well done, Blizzard. Blizzard.
So, Dej.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Deji. Honestly, yeah. Okay, I'm going to let you talk, but I have to say this. If he came up and banged you on a Will Smith one,
I would not mad.
Yeah, I can't even be angry and be like, why? You know what I mean?
So why did you do that?
All right, so esports, they invited me, right? And I was like, what's my benefit? Like, I asked them, like, is it? Yeah, so they enticed me with like really, really good food, fried chicken. They promised me fried chicken. You probably think I'm like taking a piss. Genuinely, this is why I did this. The food comes. I'm at this esports award. Obviously, they've told me I have to announce an award, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. The food arrives. It's literally like two sticks on the plate. Literally just two sticks. I don't know what it was. It was just some random two sticks.
Yeah.
I take a bite. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, am I a woodpecker?
No,
you're
are
not.
You?
No, you're not.
Yeah, thank you. So then I was like, cool. These are dickheads.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to say Epic Games won instead of Blizzard. That's it.
And I want to know, so was this all done just because you didn't get fried chicken?
I swear, yeah.
You know you are fitting the stereotype. like you genuinely said, see the stereotype? That is me.
Wait, so why did fried chicken anger you so much? As in, why did the...
It's because they promised. That's why.
Okay.
That was literally the reason why I went. Okay, no, but I'm saying,
how hungry were you before this promise?
Oh, I was very hungry.
Okay.
I didn't eat that day because I was like, okay, I'm going to this award show. They'll feed me. They didn't.
No, they did feed you. You just didn't like the food.
No. They didn't feed me.
I'm spun.
But it was low-key kind of racist that they gave me two sticks. Being like, oh, okay, black man, you'll find this edible somewhere. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, now. Okay. Now I just have to think. Anytime I invite Deji somewhere.
If there's not chicken,
the food has to be
fried one. Yeah, it's got to be 10-10.
Yeah, I have to be making it in front of him while he's there.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Okay, oh cool. But we also have another clip for you.
Yes.
And this kind of, I think, sums you up.
I can't get over the awards.
No, me personally. And you know, I love Epic Games, you know? Like, I love Epic Games.
Yeah.
They must have, so, like, did they look at you sideways, the guys from Epic?
Oh, yeah. So think of it like this. So there was like an after party and everything.
Yeah.
Like, that side, they just did not talk to me at all. People were like, oh, Dez, that was so sick. Oh, that was so funny. But like anyone on the Epic Games side,
yeah,
just did not look at me.
Okay, you know, if I was Epic Games, do you know what I would do? I would have hired the best sniper. I know.
Yeah.
And just be like, see that little black full stop over there?
That's, but you know what the maddest thing is? The guy got up here, started adjusting his suit. Because he was ready.
Oh, yeah.
He was ready to go and accept that award.
Yeah.
All the work they've done throughout the year, they thought it came down to that moment. We've been given our award.
So here's the thing, right? I didn't know Epic Games were so close to like the stage. So I thought they were kind of like far back. So I was going to let him like walk up a little bit and then say I'm joking. But he got up and I didn't realize he was like that close to me. That's why I'm saying I'm joking so quickly.
I don't know if that's even worse.
Do you know what I'm doing? I'm thinking, imagine you said Epic Games. The guy stood up and grabbed his baby. Oh, we did it. Did it. Yeah. Him and his wife are crying. His mum's there. You know, bro.
No, that's
raw. That could have gone left.
It went left anyway.
Yeah, it did go left.
It went left anyway.
No, it went like around a bend, but it didn't go fully.
No, it didn't fully lock.
Yeah, it didn't fully lock.
It peeps its head around the corner. Yeah.
You know what? If they ever invite me back, I'm probably going to do it again.
No. But you know what it is? I think that'll be funny because they'll know I'm not getting up until I see that paper.
Yeah,
until I see that paper, I'm not getting up. But we've got another clip of you. I think this one sums you up to a T. Like, to a T.
The average bra size in the UK is?
34 double D.
Correct.
So it held on, yeah.
He said that like he learned it. He said,
that's mandatory. How did you know that?
Why is that information engraved in your head?
I feel like women are like a great. They're great.
They mm-hmm. are. They yeah, are. What they makes
are.
Them great?
They are.
What makes them great?
Everything, like
such
you know,
as. come on, we're all boys, eh?
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like women are just. They're just amazing. They put us men in our place need to be put in our place.
Yes, facts.
They turn boys to men.
That's true.
Yeah,
they do.
And I feel like when you have like that right woman in your life,
just preach, man.
You just turn into a king. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because they're queens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bang. There we go.
But, okay. Do you know what is that, Jira?
What?
That didn't answer the fucking question.
Yeah.
So question is, why is that specific piece of information engraved in your head? The fact that the UK's, was it the most
average
bar size?
I like breasts.
And there we go.
All
right, so Dej, because of obviously you're such a smart human being, right? We thought we'd do a mini general knowledge quiz you cannot look at the screen, okay?
All right.
You cannot look at the
screen. I won't look at the screen.
All right. First question.
Mm-hmm.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Six.
Correct.
That's correct.
Well done,
That's
man.
Correct.
Correct.
What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
Yay, that's correct.
Solid.
Darkest, you do the rest.
What planet is closest to the sun? You're trying to remember like you've been to all of them.
Saturn.
You're on fire, you know.
Wait, are you really?
No, it's Mercury. Okay, so how many bones are there in the adult human body? This one's easy.
I want to say 361.
300. What kind of fucking dinosaur are you? It's 206.
Yeah. That's two bodies in one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. 206.
What's the only food that never goes bad? This one, if you get, I'll be impressed.
Wait, the only food that
never goes bad. You can leave it on the shelf for time. I even give you a clue by saying shelf.
Is it milk?
Okay, brother.
No, because
what kind of scary cows do you know?
No, because milk turns into yogurt, no?
Hey!
So do you think when milk goes bad, it turns into yogurt?
Oh, you lot set me up. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
But, so what is it?
Honey.
Oh.
Milk goes bad. Has your milk never gone bad?
No, because isn't it like the whole purpose of like yogurt is bad milk? Off milk.
Okay, listen, before I tell him he's wrong.
No, please.
No, hold on. Before I tell him he's wrong. Where'd you come across that information?
TikTok.
You know, you got your education in jail. That's where it is.
That's streets. That's the PhD you got.
You know, jail education is the best.
No, that's the best.
Water's a lie. I'm telling you, don't even drink water.
Bro, when I think of it, air is just a canister.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's just like
a big canister.
So you're all doing balloons. Hey, I said that.
Trust me, cuz.
Like, it's fucking nuts, bro.
I'm actually really smart, but I'm more like smart in the fields that I know.
What's the field that you know?
No, okay, like.
Give me a field. Anime?
No, not anime. I mean, just give me anything. I would just surprise you. I'm one of those guys that I just.
What's a random fact? Give us a random fact.
Okay, you know those spiders, those daddy long leg spiders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're actually the most venomous spiders, they can't actually pierce into our skin.
They don't affect humans.
Yeah.
All
right, can you give me another fact?
Another fact.
Mm.
A female hippo will not stop chasing you if you go near her babies.
That's true, you know.
Is it?
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you go near her babies, she'll chase you till kingdom come.
Yeah, because when Lara chased me the other day.
Yeah.
Joking. Okay, all right. Doctor, do you have a random fact?
A random fact. Yeah, you can't lick your elbows. You can't.
You can't.
Yeah, I told you.
I can't lie. I've met many girls that can.
Okay, I'm not impressed, but if a gal shows you, yeah, like, yo, yeah, man, yeah, can lick my elbow, how does that benefit me? Like, how is ever this, or unless it's
no,
like her.
No, because yeah, then if that means either she's got a long neck, a long tongue, or like, all right, let's move on.
No, let's please.
Huh?
I've got a fun fact.
Okay.
Cushions are actually made out of stretched paper.
What?
The fluff in them. They're, couldn't even lie that. I couldn't even lie. Darkest looked at me like, bro, was I born yesterday?
Okay. Go on.
No, I don't have no fun facts.
Okay.
I just know things.
Okay, what's the most common material found in our Earth soil?
Silk.
Okay, what? Are we in heaven?
Are we in heaven? That's a good question. I would say wool.
Wool?
Yeah.
Wool? What do you mean wool?
Like cotton?
Yeah, cotton.
Oh, because us, like, we brought it to the white
we
man.
We didn't bring it. We didn't bring it to the white man. We used to pick it for the white man. Yeah. Oh, we didn't make it for the white man.
We didn't make it for them. There's no rules,
okay. I think it's silicon.
Silicon?
Silicon, yeah.
As in that?
Yeah. Okay. So that's how BBLs came about. So, like, have you ever seen, like, a doctor in the middle of, like, a BBL surgery? Mm. He'll go outside quickly, open the ground, get something, and
Pete believes it.
No, but it's actually silicon.
It's actually.
Yeah, yeah. You can Google it. Lara, Google it for us. We're just gonna do this all the time.
You know what's
so you got so much tabs.
Yeah,
I'm telling
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Most common material found in our Earth soil. Most found in Earth soil.
Where can I look on the screen now?
Silicon. Okay. I told you.
Yeah, second most.
Yeah, but it's oxygen. Oxygen. You come on.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay, don't shout.
Sorry.
That's good though.
Don't shout.
Yeah. No. So 27% of the world's crust
is silicon. Yeah.
It's silicon.
Yeah. So the whole world's got a BBL.
Flipping hell.
Yeah.
Is that why you can bounce up and down on trainers?
Okay, I think that's more the trainers than the actuals. Harry, you go. Harry, you know.
No.
Just don't think. I hate it when you.
Yeah, because when I think, I don't think.
Yeah, when you think, you don't think.
Say. All right, Deji, you've obviously moved into a lovely house a year ago.
Yes.
I think Chunks.
No, not a year ago.
When was it?
Oh no! I mean, I did move into a lovely house a year ago, but now I've moved again to another lovely house.
And how long ago was that?
Like 2 months ago or 3 months ago?
If you said a year ago,
I might have punched you still. So obviously you've moved into a lovely new home.
Yeah.
What is that like? And did that feel like an achievement of yours?
Yes.
It's a home, it's not an apartment. Talk us through that.
I mean, because I guess essentially I've always been living with someone. Even when I was living in Battersea, I was in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, like, living on my own, it's like the best feeling ever. Like, I can just do whatever I want. I mean, I guess I could have done that in an apartment, but I mean, like, it's my space. I can just walk around naked.
You can do that, you know, in an apartment.
Mean? Yeah, I mean, I can, but not with like another mandem there. You know what I mean?
Another mandem there.
No, but
another man's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think mandem covers like
sorry.
A group.
Do you know what it is? I'm trying to like, you know, mandem up with the brothers and that.
Okay.
Aye!
Okay. Oh, Deji.
I'm trying to mandem it up
with the brothers.
With the brothers.
You sound like an undercover fed.
That sounds like a sex tape.
You sound like a fed that's trying to get me to say I sell coke.
Yeah, just,
like, yeah, man.
Hey, mandem, can we brother it up?
Yeah.
Where can I get the Whitney?
Yeah,
huh? Who's got the white noise?
The cocoa.
Oh, who's got the marriage wand?
Yeah, that's
who's
what you
got
sound
the
like.
Marriage wand?
Can you just be you? This is what we love you
okay,
for.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
please. So I can be naked around the fellow men.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I can't be naked around fellow men.
Okay.
What do you want in life? Because I'm confused, man. He said the man.
Dej, actually, what is a perfect day to you? So yeah, what constitutes a perfect day for you?
A perfect day. Waking up.
Yeah, actually, that's a great way to start. That's a great way to start.
Your laugh is the best.
No, I love it.
It's the best laugh ever. Waking up.
Yes.
The sun is shining.
Yeah.
If it's not shining, then it's no longer a perfect day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course. We need a bit of sun.
So and I don't know what perfect day is. Okay, let me think.
Do you have work that day? Or do you have work that day or do you not have work?
I probably I don't know, because I would do my own hours, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like, let's just say it's a free day right now. Would you want to go?
All right, free day. A perfect day, free day. I wake up.
Sun is shining.
Sun is shining.
Yeah.
I'll probably go outside, like sniff the air a little bit, like see what's good, you know?
Yeah.
Like a butterfly will like go on my shoulder. I'll be like,
yeah.
And then, you know, I let it like fly away.
Yeah, that's sad.
And then I'll go back inside.
Mm.
You know, like every footstep I make has like a sound.
So what's like, the sound?
Okay, but
it'd be like,
brother, you know what you just did right now?
No, I want to hear the sound, please. Okay. Please.
So it'll be like, it'll be like piano playing. Sorry. Okay. No, I thought I stepped on your foot. But it'll be like, you know, like just like a good, like let's like my own sound, and then I guess just chilling, just you know, having like the TV on. I'll be on my PC.
No food.
Oh no, food comes. No, I mean clearly food.
Oh,
but like the food comes, and then yeah, I guess my perfect day would just be. Not having to think.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, bro, you know what you did?
You just described
the lifestyle of a dog.
Mm.
Wake up, sun is shining, go outside, sniff the air, come back, food comes.
Fares, you know? So you essentially...
Oh, and Clark.
And Clark, yeah, okay, dog, yeah, okay, yeah.
They do that too. That's a Rottweiler.
You just literally, you just...
You just described
there's a
Rottweiler.
German shepherd watching this video. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh. And I'm going, he's got my eyes
on that. Oh. Okay. Now, do you know what though, yeah? What I take from that is,
I love him. I genuinely love him.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That one's fucked up.
That one's fucked.
But obviously, what I take from that is you like doing the bare minimum because that's the piece you find in that.
Yeah.
Because don't you find though some days where it's just like the best days are when you genuinely don't have to do anything?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate those days when I've been doing a lot for a while.
Yeah.
But if it's like 2 or 3 days of doing nothing, I'm like,
no, that's different. That's different. I've recently wanted to start doing this thing, right? Grounding.
Grounding?
Grounding. Where you take off your trainers and your socks and you just walk on grass. Apparently that's really good for your body. It levels out your...
Who'd you hear that from?
No, it's true. It's true. A lot of people do that. Have you ever gone to like a park or whatever and you just walk?
Barefoot
in the grass, bro. Generally, it's a lovely feeling, you know. You should really try it. It's to get at one with our environment.
Okay, but then what happens when you step on a thorn or something?
Firm it. Then you've just got to firm it. But I love greenery. I was recently just on a shoot with some of the boys, yeah, and we was in like the sticks and it was like a lot of greenery. It was like a lovely town, yeah. And I genuinely said to myself, I could live here. Because when you've lived in London for so long and it's so congested, yeah, and our work is very much like, wake up in the morning, 8 o'clock, or you get there 12. And then you get me, you get there and you finish and you go home,
yeah.
There's nothing. So when you're in a place where everything shuts at 5, I think that's lovely. And that's the life I want to live in the future, you know? I want to live a very calm and non-chaotic lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, could go with you.
Shut up. I know, you're just going to say no one cares. Okay. All right. So Deji, I've got a question for you. Yeah?
Yes, hello.
You're probably one of the most talented people that we have on the YouTube scene, yeah? And I mean that to say because you are so, it's yourself, you're being yourself. I've never seen you try to play to be anyone else, right? And with everything- that.
Come on.
No, you've never.
Two twos now. I'm sorry. All right, no, I'm taking offense. I'm sorry.
You make compliments difficult.
Yeah, very difficult. And for someone that is actually black,
you are black.
Yeah,
why are you trying to be black?
Yeah. I've never seen a black man try to be himself. That's like, hey, blood. Hey, I'm going to try and be me, you know. I'm going to try and be me today, you know. Fuck it.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what's so mad?
What?
Like, let's say if I, let's say I'm doing like a video on someone else's channel, and I'll say nigger, and I'll be like, oh shit, I can't say that. I'm realizing, wait, I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the Boondocks, yeah? Yeah. And Uncle Ruckus, yeah? He don't know what color he is because he can't see. That's what you are. You don't know that you who you are.
You know what it is? It's because I hang around too many white people. You know what I mean?
So did I. Yeah. I still looked at my skin and said, I'm black. Do you know what I'm saying? But anyway, moving on. I genuinely feel like, you get me, even like when I first met you, I was just like, rah, I've actually met one of like the royalty of YouTube, right?
Thank you.
I'm saying this to say we're all probably in the same boat when it comes down to this specific thing.
Yeah.
Our consistency on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, we know our reason and we can probably explain our reason, but for you, what's your reason for not being as consistent as you probably should be?
Oh, I mean, it's changed a lot, like drastically now, but
yeah, I was gonna say
back then.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. So I kind of went through a whole period. So after I broke up with my ex, I went through a whole period of just girls. Mm. I was like, I don't know when it started, but I just kind of just started just talking to a lot of girls and just putting all my focus on girls.
Yeah,
and that's what just kind of like destroyed me. I was just so fixated on girls. Like I'll wake up. And I'll just be looking for the next girl. And it was kind of like killing me slowly, but I didn't realize it was killing me slowly until someone told me, like, is this the life you want to live? So I wasn't really focusing on like anything else, like work or anything. I was just focusing on like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it. Mm. Like genuinely, like I was just like, whoa, I used to laugh at people like at clubs who were like 30 plus trying to find girls. And then I was like, fuck me, I'm going to get to that stage if I don't change up.
Yeah.
So then I just started to like fix up slowly. Mm. Like, yeah.
And what do you reckon was the reasons why you ended up going down that route? Because a lot of the time, sometimes people do it because it's like, I want to do what I've always seen people do, or it seems cool to go and just be like, chat to bare girls and get them essentially. Like, what was the reasons why?
I never really used to like put myself out there with girls or anything. But then when I did, like I put myself on like dating apps and everything, it was so fucking easy.
Mm.
Bro, the girls were coming to me.
Yeah.
Like I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
All I had to do was just be like, you wanna meet? And they'll be like, yeah, I'm down. I'll be like, sick.
Don't you think that's dangerous though?
Yeah, yeah, super dangerous. Yeah. Like no, I'm saying it now, I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed like, you know.
You're like, not in that space anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Genuinely. But it's just, it was just so easy. Like I didn't have to like put any graft.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah.
I've seen people put in graft.
Yeah.
And still end up with like nothing.
Yeah.
But then I didn't have to really put in any work. I'll just be like, yo, do you want to meet?
And it's just that easy. I hear it easy. Though. Mm. It's like complaining about not losing weight when you live in McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like it's everything. Like everything's there.
Yeah.
I hear it. It's just being served to you.
So that's what. And then I kind of like I got addicted to that. Mm. Like it was just.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because I have a very addictive personality. Like
Me too.
I've had like, I used to gamble and shit. Oh gosh, I lost so much money from
gambling. Same.
Can I be honest with you? I went through a little stint when I was like 17, where I was like, I loved it. I could see why people love it.
Yeah.
But then, what do you think? Very good question to both of you. What do you think the most dangerous addiction is?
I think gambling. The reason why I say that it's worse than crack or weed or alcohol addiction because you're functioning. And you have the addiction. So I think when you're drunk and you're constantly in that state of alcohol, you are using that to eliminate whatever it is that's going through your mind, or you could just genuinely love alcohol so much it becomes your personality. Same with weed, same with drugs, all of that
stuff.
Sex. I think
I was gonna say sex.
Yeah, I think you're chasing, but then even with sex, like I feel like people can still be functioning you can still have sex, right, and still go and work. With gambling for me, because I was a serious gambler, right, and I lost everything, right. Mm. And I remember like being like, no, I know what I'm doing, but I can't control it.
Yeah, I know.
If I had a pound, instead of using that pound for something, I'd rather go and see if I can flip it.
Yeah.
Or if I won like £1,000, I wouldn't feel happy. Even though this is £1,000, it's the chase. It's the adrenaline of like getting something and see. And I remember like there would be like a guy like, and I remember when I first started trying to take content seriously, a guy said to me, he goes, I never want to see you in here again. He goes, you are destined for greatness. Yeah. This will bring you down. Because think of it, he said to me, and he said this to me, because if you make $5,000 today, yeah, from your job, and you go and give me $5,000 that I haven't done anything for, this organization I've done anything for, yeah, what was the point of doing it? You might as well stay here. And one of the biggest things that taught me a lesson about gambling and how bad it is, yeah, was when I remember I just came out of the bookies, yeah, and then there was this this guy that came up to me, and this is a guy that, you know, you usually see people in the bookies, they become your quote unquote friends because you see them, right? Mm-hmm. Some people do online banking or online gambling, but I was actually going to the bookies, right? Mm. And I remember he came up to me and said, brother, please, have you got £10? And I said, well, I just literally just won £150. I kind of need this, yeah? And he goes, bro, my wife just gave me money to get some Pampers for our child and some milk, and I've gambled it all. I don't know how to go back and tell her that I don't have the money no more. And I was just like, damn. Like, this is what it can do for you.
Yeah.
And then I think that leads you into the alcohol, and that leads you into a dark, dark place. Yeah. So being in that place, yeah, taught me so much about myself, but I always will stick by the fact that I think that is the worst addiction to have, because you know exactly what you're doing and you can't stop it.
And you see what it does to people as well.
Yeah, like what it does to families and what it does to friends and stuff. But so when you've had that addiction, right?
Yeah.
How was you able to get out of it?
Honestly, so I just sat down, I prayed, and I was just, and I talked to God, and I was like, I need help. Like, I'm trying. I know this isn't the right path, but I need help being like put on the right path, if that makes sense. I was just praying. I tried even going like cold turkey, deleting all the apps and everything, but then I ended up just finding myself back on these apps.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say if I even delete the apps and the girls will pop back up being like, oh, hey, what's good? Is it blah, blah, blah. And then I'll see myself talking to them and then I meet them and stuff like that. So it was, realistically, is how I got myself out of it is just, I kind of made myself busy. That's what I did. I had to make myself busy so I don't focus on that stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I can't lie, the boxing helped a lot, like massively, because I would just be focusing on boxing rather than that. I'll have no energy for girls, all of that. So yeah, just keeping myself busy. And then eventually, like, I'll just forget out like all that stuff. And then yeah, that's like the way I kind of overcame it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I rate it, man. Honestly. And speaking about boxing, yeah. Any more boxing plans?
Potentially, 100%. I do want to be.
I want to see you back in there, man.
Yeah.
Please.
Do you know what it is? You know what kind of made me realize, like, I'm not even to like blow my own trumpet, but realize that I'm sick at boxing.
Yeah.
Do you know Marlon?
Yeah.
So Marlon came, we sparred. I'm the worst I've ever.
All right, so he doesn't know who Marlon is.
Oh, you don't know Marlon?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a compulsive liar on the pod. But not in general, but on the pod, don't believe a word he says.
All right.
Until he gives you more information, don't believe him.
Okay, so no, Marlon's a streamer.
I know Marlon, bro.
Okay, we lying I'm again?
Yeah, I'm joking.
Okay, all right, so Marlon, he's a streamer. We sparred. I'm the heaviest I've ever been. I'm literally like lethargic. I'm just like, I feel like I'm just
a piece of shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's just put it all out on the table.
A piece of shit.
We've all been through that piece of shit. Please.
And then I was sparring him. Like, I haven't sparred in like ages. I'm sparring him, and like, I just know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Comes to you naturally.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking I'm shit until I watch it back, and I'm just so clean. I'm like, whoa.
Yes. When I watch, like, for example, obviously you've won a fight and you've lost a fight.
Yeah.
But when I've watched your performance in both, you when you lose, you kind of beat yourself instead of the person kind of beating you. Cause I can see, I don't even feel like you want to be there. Like, it's just like, let me get this shit over and done with. Whereas when you're coming in with that mentality to win, I can see you going for attack. Your eyes are open. You're not even blinking. Like, you're just watching everything. He's just going in. Like, you make the other person not want to fight. Like, especially against Fousey.
Yeah.
You destroyed that man's spirit. No. Generally, like, you made him not want to fight anymore.
Yeah.
Generally, because even from a mindset point, like, what conversations were had in between, like, a loss you had leading up to a win? Mm. Is it more people getting onto you? Because I remember even when you lost the fight, a lot of people getting onto you saying, oh, like, you don't have the work ethic for it. If you don't want to box, why are you boxing for? You're washed, all of this. Mm. Was that your fuel, or was it more of, you know, as people think I can't fight, let me just show them one time?
Yeah, no. It was like, when people, it's weird. I perform better under pressure. So like, when everyone's like clowning me, saying, I think there was one TikTok I saw. I saw it had like 1.8 million likes. Mm. It was just a picture of me, but I'm old. And it's like, I'm going to get my first win. And it's like, oh, and 177. Like, yeah, and I've just lost 170. And that pissed me off.
Yeah.
But the minute I saw that, I was like, I'm going on a run. Mm. I just went on a run. I changed up my whole team. I changed up everything. I was like, I want to win. Like, I can't be having this image of myself. And then at the same time, I was also saying, like, you know what? A lot of people struggle with, like, giving up. They'll try something many times and just always fail.
Yeah.
And then they'll just give up. So I was like, you know what? Let me show people, like, don't give up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then that's why I, like kept pushing for this victory.
Yeah.
And then I feel like maybe...
Do you know what's crazy? Because I feel like you're very similar to me in a certain sense that when you put your mind to something, you're unstoppable.
Yeah.
All right? And I've seen you train and be so lean and be like locked in and not miss a session whatsoever, right? Where was the work ethic when JJ offered you £1 million to sort
that out?
Okay, I need to know. This is great, actually.
I need to know.
Because I've never actually like talked about this, but I'll say it now. I was going through a lot when that the whole bet got announced. I was in between moving houses. So I actually moved to a house in Weybridge, which is Surrey for like the Americans, I don't know. So that's like Surrey side. And like when I moved in, there was no internet. I stupidly didn't check this. I just wanted to, because I was living in Battersea at the time, and then I wanted to like leave Battersea, so I went straight to Weybridge. Mm. I just wanted to just get out of it because people found out where I was living in Battersea and blah 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 and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just found this house. I was like, cool, I'll just go there. So I moved there, not knowing that there was internet, but it was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
The house smelled like piss, genuine piss. Like it was so bad, and I was like, what? I can't stay here. I literally can't. So I was in the process of just getting out of that. So what I did, I just paid the guy 50K. Like, get me out of here. Like, I was paying rent, but I just paid 50K, being like, please, I can't stay here. So I just got out. That was like a 3-month process of that. So then there's like a whole nother process of me trying to find like a place to live as well. I had to stay with my parents. I didn't really have I had to put all my stuff in storage.
Yeah.
Cause, and then like, it was just like a whole thing of that.
So your head wasn't there.
Exactly. My head wasn't there. Realistically, what I should have done is just firmed it, gone to my parents, and then just trained, just found like a place near where my parents were staying and just trained.
Because this all just sounds like excuses to me. Because I'm not going to lie to you, my brother.
I'm trying to relate.
Listen.
I know.
£1 million from your brother.
I know.
I could be in the middle of surgery.
I could have no house.
Bro.
Yeah.
Do you see me at a bus stop,
Doing sit-ups.
Just doing sit-ups.
I swear to God. £1 million.
I know.
Because this isn't like,
you must
get
regret
abs
it.
And I'll give you a handshake.
Nah, so in like, I have no regrets. I feel like that's only just made me a better person in the sense that, okay, yeah, I failed that challenge badly, but like, now I know, don't try, because I tried in a month to like get ripped. Now I know, like, next time I get a challenge, just do it there and then. Like just go straight on.
Yeah.
But don't try and,
I'm happy you can see it through that lens.
Yeah.
The lens that I saw it through was, these guys are idiots. Because
you know what killed me? Do you know when he was in the middle of this bit? So like, this is when it's literally right before the deadline, We filmed together. All three of us filmed together, I think, for my channel.
Yeah, we did.
I asked him, I was like, yo, you doing ab workouts? And he were like, no, I'm just doing cardio. I was like, wait, so you're not doing any ab workouts? And he was like, nah, do you do ab workouts to get abs? I was like, I wanted to break every flipping piece of equipment. I was like, yeah, of course. And he was like, nah, I thought cardio would just get it. And don't care. You weren't fat, but you didn't have a six pack. You just had a flat stomach.
Yeah.
You didn't have like toned abs. You get what I mean? And I just feel like, yo, £1 million, bro. I think, bro, you wouldn't, like, literally right now, I would have been doing this pod like this.
Yeah.
Generally.
But you know the beauty of it though, in hindsight, is that you've become a better person for it. Because before, when I asked you the question about your consistency on YouTube, I have seen you more on social media now than I have seen you since when you first started.
Yeah.
Like literally, like yeah. Like I said to you, I've seen you three times this week, yeah, and it's all been for work. Mm. Well, two for work and obviously this for you, for blessing us.
Do you not need a million? I'm not saying no, you need the money.
Do you know what it, sorry. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I'm a very...
rich guy.
Yeah.
We don't. No, not even that. It's, I'm just a very like...
wealthy.
I'm a very... I like in my own space type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when Harry's saying like he would never ever see me, it's because I'm just never like, you'll never see me at like a party or an event.
Yeah,
ever. Okay. If you do see me there, I'm getting paid a lot.
Yeah. No, generally.
Yeah, but you'll never ever see me at like a party or an event or anything. But I've always been like that. You know what I mean? I don't want to say recluse, but I've always been...
good English.
But
good word.
Thank you. No. But I've always been like just in my own bubble. You know what I mean? I've never really wanted to like mingle amongst others because I'm also the type of person that I tend to overthink as well. Like,
we're very similar.
We're genuinely
very similar.
Like, I feel like if I'm too overbearing, they'll be like, oh, this guy's annoying. Then they'll talk behind my back.
He's genuinely
mean. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, they'll talk behind my back being like, oh, this guy's annoying. And then they'll be like, being like fake to me. But I know behind my back, they're being like, oh, this guy's a dickhead. I don't wanna, I hate him, blah, blah. That's what I mean. That's why I never wanna give myself too much to people because...
Mm.
I am a bit too much sometimes, you know what I mean?
No, but you know, that's what we love about you though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Genuinely, like, you see, if you're on a shoot, yeah, or whenever we're filming with each other, if I know you're on a call sheet, I'm happy. Like, the other day.
I was over the moon.
When we filmed.
Like, they said, like, Harry Dedge. I don't care who else on the shoot.
Yeah, yeah, I was happy. As soon as I heard the streaming, I was going to say, like, and I think it's difficult, because I always used to think this, yeah, people that are the best people don't think that they are. Yeah. And it's the people that aren't that do think they are. Yeah. Also, it stems from the self-love aspect of it as well, about loving yourself and being and knowing and understanding yourself. Mm. That's something that I think comes with time. I think the version of Darkest 5-6 years ago isn't the version that he is today.
Mm.
Also, likewise with yourself, I think who you are now, the old Deji will be super proud because you have done so well to like find yourself.
Yeah.
Be comfortable within yourself. And then now it's like every day is a new lesson that you're learning about yourself because you love the person that you are right now.
Mm. I was going to say in terms of when I was saying me and him are very similar. So example, I think we're very similar in terms of meeting new people and going to these events. And once you show them yourself and you're a bit too much of yourself, you're scared that they might take that the wrong way, go behind your back, start talking shit about you. Mm. So you just avoid the interaction as a whole.
Mm.
My advice to you would be, I would never say feel bad for being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if you're trying to act like someone else, then yeah, stop doing that shit. Mm. But then you can only ever be yourself. And if someone you meet doesn't like that, fuck off.
Mm.
Like you know, it's guaranteed. There's always, doesn't matter what kind of person you are, bro. You could have never sinned any day of your life. You're always going to have haters. Mm. If someone is going to dislike you, that's just how the world is. But the only thing you can do is really be yourself. So like, if that's what's stopping you from going to these places, my nigga Deji, bro, I love you. If I thought you were a shit character, I would not ask you to come on my pod.
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't ask you to come on my pod, genuinely. So because I love you and I love the relationship we have, I'm just like, yo, I can't see anyone disliking you like that.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I can't, so it's like, bro, I was like, you got nothing to be afraid of, man. You're cool. You're a bit outlandish, but it's like, you're fine. Anyone that's got a sense of humor can see the humor in it. You know what I mean? Other than that, you're a prick, but I'm just saying, it's like. No, but Joe, you're a lovely guy, man.
But I mentioned this to JJ when he was on last week about the documentary that he had. And I think I was sitting right next to you when we did the screening, right? And
it was
a very emotional one. Yeah, you know, like I had to genuinely, wallahi, fight back tears because it was like I'm seeing these guys that I've watched for years in the most vulnerable state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a big part I took out of that was your constant wanting to get JJ's approval as him being your bigger brother, but then also being obviously one of the biggest YouTubers in the world, right?
Mm.
What was that like for you then? And obviously letting the world know that as well. But now, you know, I've spoken to you and you can call him and like, you're at a better place now. How does that feel now? And obviously how did it feel back then when it wasn't that close?
Surreal, to put it like in one word, but it feels amazing because like I can talk to him. Before I felt like I couldn't really talk to him.
Mm.
I felt like if I was to talk to him, he'll just shun me off.
Mm.
But now I can just literally say anything to him. Any like issues I have, I just come to him and he just tells me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He gives me like a solution. I can literally like, I could go to his house now and he'll let me in. You know, before he'd be like, oh, Dej, why are you here? Yeah. But now... Mm.
No, JJ's horrible.
All right, Dej, why are you here?
Yeah, all right, JJ.
But yeah, it's so... But I feel like both of us have matured because he needed to go through some stuff and I needed to go through some stuff. And if it's just like brought us like this. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it needed to happen. So I'm blessed that it did happen like the way it did. Obviously... Yeah, we had our things. It was online and stuff, but I feel like if anything that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm like I said, in my life, I have no regrets. So yeah, no regrets.
So you reckon you'd say you had to go through that experience to have this bond that you have now?
100%.
Amazing.
It is tough though when you think of it. You've got like a brother who's, you know, flipping, changing the game, doing everything in a grand scheme.
The lovely
and
guys.
No, genuinely. But then obviously he also has his own issues. And can you imagine like dealing with that fame, dealing with all that pressure, then also the relationship with your father isn't the greatest and you're trying to mend that. There's a chip on your back, bro. Mm. Then you've got a younger brother who
chip
you just-
on your shoulder, I think.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm from Sierra Leone.
No, bro, this is why.
And that's what we say back home. There's a chip on your back.
Yeah, there's a chip on your back.
There's a chip on your back. But chip on your shoulder. And it's like, now you're like, you know, you're dealing with that. So again, that's why I advise anyone, this isn't even a fake promo or anything. I advise you lot, people to watch that because it's very insightful. And I think that can help relationships, even if you're not,
families.
Even if you're not famous, it's just about understanding that love is strong. But situations sometimes can just make that a bit foggy.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, no, sorry.
We're not doing that anymore.
No, sorry.
All right, cool. More lighthearted stuff. Mm. We're going to do a game, all right? It's called Rate Yourself Game, all right? You're going to give yourself ratings out of 10.
All right.
Darkus is obviously going to say the things and then you're going to rate yourself out of 10, yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
You know, we'll go random. Hairline.
Say zero.
Bro, no, zero. No, I'm a zero.
Huh?
I'm a zero.
Can your hair grow or it can't grow?
So basically, my hair can grow, but the thing is, I got the Uncle Phil going on. So like, I got the sides here.
Oh.
So I grow from the side. My sides and back grow rapidly. Mm. But here, it kind of looks like, have you ever seen like a globe? It looks like, I've said this before, like an unfinished coloring book. Have you ever started a coloring book, finished it halfway? It's basically here. So hair's gone, got a bit of hair here, nothing here. So yeah, basically I'm bald.
Did you ever watch My Wife and Kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the episode where Michael Kyle has bare hair growing in different places, yeah? That's basically what it is. And please, I'm going to send you guys, I'm going to get the picture up right now.
Yeah,
that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't you think he... Because I've seen... Yeah, that's fucked.
What?
That's no.
Sorry.
What did he do?
He looked at when you had hair. Over there.
I'm sorry.
I pulled it off water. I had good hair.
No.
I had Indian hair. I had really good hair.
Yeah, that's good.
Soft hair.
I can't lie. That darkest though.
Yeah.
With the beard now.
Yeah, I'm different now.
You know, it's
I look like tech support. You know what I mean?
I heard it. No, he's not lying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, it's crazy. You look like my older brother there.
All right, cool. So give us a
wait,
give us a rating.
Just in case. Don't I look like Deji's younger brother? Come on, man.
No, okay, I was kidding about
that. I'm Dooji.
What's on the TV in the background?
Huh? Hey, what is that show? I don't even know what show that is.
I'll give someone £100, yeah, if you can find out what that show is.
My mum used to watch weird shit. I don't understand.
Yeah. So what's the rating, your hairline?
I'll probably say like 2 or 3.
2?
Yeah, I say 2.
I don't think it's that bad, bro. If mine is like people jumping on mine, no way. I would say
2.
Nah.
You got a decent hairline because it's not wonky.
It's straight. Okay. It's just straight.
It's just taking a seat back. Yeah.
It's just taking a little seat back. Would you ever get like, obviously, hair transplant?
No. I feel like if I was going to do it, I would have done it already. But yeah. No. I like this whole bold, bearded,
it suits you,
wow.
Though. Yeah, it suits you.
You know, it's painful as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Apparently, but
have you done it before?
No, never.
Oh, I know people that have, but they
I don't
want to
do
like...
it either. If it goes, it goes, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's going anyway, so there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, definitely. And you got a bit as well, so you can pull off.
Yeah. All right. Emotional intelligence.
Okay, I'll say about an 8.
Wow, that's high.
Yeah. No, because I know when I've overstepped my boundary. Mm. Like if I say something and it hurt them, I know. Like even if they try and mask it, I know.
Yeah, yeah, you do, you do.
So
fair enough.
I've seen it live though as well. Mm. I've seen it live.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, but yeah, I've seen it live though.
Yeah.
Even though. You know?
Yeah. So, ability to survive in a horror film.
Okay, but what type of horror film? Okay. Like a slasher?
Okay,
paranormal?
So I'll give you. There's one slasher.
Okay.
You're in a house with like two of your friends. There's one slasher outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get into the yard and smoke you lots, but there's bare different entrances and you guys need to, you get me?
But is it like a Jason Voorhees? Like, is he like mad strong?
Yeah. So he can break the glass. He's tall, 6'4".
Oh,
mask.
Okay.
Long machete.
But is he like the type? Is he running or is he just walking everywhere?
If you're running, he's running. If you're walking, he's walking.
Does he outpace me?
Do you want his GCSE results as well?
Sorry.
Yeah, let's completely change it. Zombies. Okay. A zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I got that easy. But no, what type of zombies though? Are we talking like the World War Z zombies where they like smash and they're fast?
them kind of zombies.
Them ones there, man, can one bang.
Yeah, no, I'll lips them. What's your two weapons of choice in a zombie apocalypse?
Here's the thing. So if you take a gun, you're running out of ammo. It's a long day.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm saying a sword, like a nice katana,
yeah.
Lightweight.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can just swing that shit.
Yeah.
And another one would be like, you know Negan? You know how he has that baseball bat with nails in it?
Is that a German nigga?
Oh, shit. Huh? Negan.
German nigga.
A Negan. It's like sounds like a nigga who don't eat meat.
Yeah. Negan.
Oh, but yeah, like that. I'll take
a sword and a what? You get one more.
And a baseball bat with like nails in it.
Don't you think that's too much to like you got?
That's too much because you swing and they can go.
Because that sword, you can use it forever. You hear me? So it's like you're going to get bored of the sword and then use the bat.
I'm getting grenades.
I swear. One grenade take out. You hear me? I'll let them all follow me.
Or what I'd do is I'd try and get into a school. Yeah? A school. Yeah? Obviously, the schools are all, no one's going to be in there.
Oh, fair.
Like go into like a gym hall. Yeah? Let them follow me. I know where the exit is. Dash the grenade. I'm dashing two of them. Bing!
Hey, that sounds like a genuine grenade.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and then boom, bam, bam. And then I'll have the sword. Because the sword for me...
Anyone that gets close?
Everyone's headpiece is coming off. Mm. That's what you're going to hear.
I'll get a flamethrower.
So, ability to survive. What's your rating you're giving it?
I give myself a good 6.
Okay.
Six.
All right, takeaway 3. ability to take trash talk.
I'll say 10.
Yeah.
Genuinely 10.
I've seen it live though.
Yeah, you don't care, man.
You don't.
This guy genuinely doesn't care. Okay, did we say the first one? We didn't. No. Boxing overall, what would you give yourself out of 10?
I'll give myself a good 7.5 or 8.
Okay.
But not to like, only because it's my ability to learn that I'm saying, because I pick up things quickly. Mm. Like I'm a kinesthetic learner, so I can like learn by like seeing other people doing it and then me doing it too.
Mm. You know what I mean? Oh, okay, so, cool. Fair enough.
That's good. YouTube consistency.
Like 2.
Yeah, I mean, we're all there.
Yeah, we're all at 2.
No, we're all there. We need to get it together, though.
No, don't worry, watch, guys. I promise you, watch.
No, we need to get it together.
I'm coming back on a vengeance.
Imagine we formed a YouTube group.
Yeah.
But I feel like, the thing is, everyone's, it's like, you got Sidemen.
Mm.
So that you're like, you're a Sideman. You got Beta Squad, you're a Beta Man. So we need something like loser bitches or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know Beta Squad and Sidemen kind of mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Because Sidemen, you're the Sidemen, and Beta Squad, you're not Alpha Male, you're the Beta Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of, so we should be like the subhumans.
Subhumans?
Yeah. Subhumans. The subhumans.
That's what she said.
That's a good name.
Or Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, Cocoa Pops. No, I think that's a bit too much.
No, that's a lot of promo. We'll get it. Okay. And last but not least.
I said loser bitches.
Loser bitches is fucking mental. Good luck getting monetized with that. Responsibility.
all responsibility.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're starving. No, you just ate. Why is your stomach growling?
Shine.
Fine.
Responsibility. Seven, I'll say. Like, sometimes, so when you say responsibility, like, you mean like... Taking responsibility. You know what? No, I'll say eight. Yeah. Mm. Eight.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
Would you say that and would people say that?
I think you're responsible. I don't think you have any ill intent.
No, yeah. Oh, yes. You don't have ill intent.
Yeah.
You just don't understand sometimes. I feel like the concept you
might
be a bit,
you might have careless moments, but I don't think you're not responsible.
For example, like, you know, living 3 minutes away from a shoot and then being there an hour late.
Yeah,
stuff like that. That's such a I know you don't mean to do that.
Wait, 3 minutes from a shoot? Wait, which one?
The China 4 we did.
No, the beta one.
The beta one, yeah. You were 3 minutes away and you came an hour late. You could have walked.
Yeah, you could have roly-polied.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, eight makes sense. So, this is something which I really love about you, Deji, is that you love films, right?
Yeah.
And I know that it's been said that you would love to make a film one day.
100%.
Where does your love for films come from? Mm. And what type of film would you like to make?
My love for films. I get when I was younger, I would just rinse films, like rinse it. But what also pissed me off as well is that a lot of films are just badly made. Mm. Like, you'll be watching a film, right? And it's like, you can predict the ending. Like, all of Dwayne Johnson's movies, you can predict the ending after watching 30 minutes.
I've watched all of them already, even the ones that haven't been made yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know that he signed
a contract that says he can't lose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know he can't lose. He's not allowed to lose any fights and movies. Hey, bro, there was one time, I think there was a clip here. I don't think this involves his contract, but you can see he hates it. He was playing rock, paper, scissors and he lost and he got actually angry.
Yeah.
He put in his contract, he can't lose at anything. Mm. So any fight he does in a movie, anything like that, even if anything, you can't lose.
That's horror.
That's come on, bro. You can't be that wild.
Do you reckon that's more about protecting his image?
Yeah.
Or is that just a selfish thing? I'd love to ask him that question, you know?
Yeah, I think it's both. He won't answer it.
Mm.
I can't. If you ask him that, he won't answer it. He'll look for a way to escape and just like, you know, do something. But yeah, I feel like that's so bitch made. Because the whole point of like being successful is knowing how to lose. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Like, understand, like, because you need to lose to understand loss. So then you don't want to lose again. You know what I mean? So why is it like, oh, I just keep winning? He's a dickhead, you know?
And even, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Avengers, they lost in the first one.
Yeah.
But then made you want to...
Yeah, they got their GBG.
They got their get back.
I mean, that's anime in a nutshell.
Yeah,
100%. They get beat up all the time and then smoked. They come back and then like...
Even when they come back, they still get smoked and then they have to go back.
Their leg might be chopped off, but they won.
Yeah, they won.
But so your love for films and the fact that obviously you hate seeing films with shit endings.
Yeah, so... Oh, the movies that I love, right? Movies that just keep you pondering, make you just think. Requiem for a Dream. Mm. Oh my gosh. Like, that movie?
What's it called?
Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem for a Dream.
No, Requiem for a Dream. That movie is insane. Because it's like, you're watching it and you're
just... Is that
mindfuck? You're just like, you're like on the edge, like, what's going on? Because it's the you're seeing different lives. But they're all going down the same path, like they're all going down, like down.
Yeah.
And then, I don't want to ruin it because, like, just watch it. Amazing movie, genuinely.
Yeah.
Another movie, for instance, Old Boy.
I was just gonna. I thought, you know what's insane about life? In my head, I was like, this guy's gonna say Old Boy. Yeah. I knew.
There's two versions of Old Boy.
The American one, garbage.
I never watched
the Japanese one. I only watched the American one.
No, Japanese one's unreal.
Korean.
But, I've only watched the American one.
I beg you, watch the Korean one.
Bro,
please.
Obviously, you see the scenes,
It's the same storyline, though.
Yeah, of course, same storyline. Yeah. But you see the scenes of him in the room, yeah?
Yeah.
And that, for me, it's a, like, you see, when you look at a movie so good, you have to see the synopsis, what this means, yeah? And I think that movie, subconsciously, we have all been in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
we have all been in that situation. I think that is why that film's so sick.
No, it's so sick.
Amazing.
Like, you have everything and nothing at the same time.
That ending, I wanted to punch my screen.
Bro,
if that was me. Okay, let me not ruin it in case someone actually wants to watch it. Good. But that movie's amazing.
So good.
And then, so let's everyone, I think this is a good part for all of us. What's your top three films?
Top three.
It's very difficult to say.
Yeah.
I got mine.
But what's your top three films?
My one's Invisible Guest. So the Invisible Guest, it has nothing to do with anyone being invisible.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish movie.
Yeah.
Spanish movie. Invisible Guest is my favorite movie ever. It's called Contratiempo.
That's how you say it in Spanish.
Second one, probably The Departed. The Departed.
If that's not in your top three, I don't think you've watched films.
Nah, The Departed. And third place is Difficult. This is when shit gets sticky. I might give it to Old Boy, you know? Because that one made me like get out my chair and go, what the f-? Like that.
Yeah.
It's memorable. So I'd probably give it to Old Boy, third.
I've got loads.
Yeah.
Like, there's Shawshank Redemption's there. 100%.
Incredible.
I haven't watched that, you know?
Oh, that made me cry, you know?
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
There's, what do you call it? Irreversible, it's a French movie.
Yeah, I've seen that film. No, well, I haven't
seen it?
No.
Yeah. That film's incredible. Do you watch? No, you have to watch it anyway. Because I only watch films in subtitles.
Skin I Live In?
No, I haven't watched that.
It's a good one. Mulholland Drive.
Oh my days! Oh my days, I haven't watched that.
Mulholland Drive is good. No, because that's like... That's up there. Mulholland Drive.
I like a mindfuck. Are these mindfucks?
Yes.
Okay.
They're
cool.
All my, like, you can't, these are all the movies I've said you can't predict.
That's what, you know, I like to predict a movie and then get proved wrong.
Yeah.
Please, like, prove me wrong.
Prestige.
Prestige is good. I've watched that.
This one's okay. Memento.
Yeah, I like Memento.
Yeah.
I think those films, because they're so back in the day, the creativity of those films outweigh the visual, if that makes sense.
Have you watched City of God?
Of course, bro.
Yeah, okay, cool. City of God.
The Game?
Memorable.
The Game, watch that as well. Really with Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
We can say I talk about movies all day.
I love Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
That's with Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. Yeah. Apparently that film is the start of Jason Bourne.
Is it?
Bourne Legacy, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Could you double check that for me, please, Lara?
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Good Will Hunting, is this when he's trying to, he took someone else's
with Robin Williams? No. Yeah.
You know, the movie is that it's not your fault.
Yeah. That film is a huge therapy film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Will Hunting, Bourne. Good Will, yeah, series, both Matt Damon, distinct films. So apparently, Good Will Hunting, it was supposed, so basically Good Will Hunting and Jason, apparently, this is what they say, because you can see it right there, right? It's supposed to be a big movie.
Yeah.
But they split the movie into whatever it is. So Good Will Hunting in the beginning. But yeah, that was an incredible film. Heat.
Heat's good with Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro and...
I haven't watched that one.
Heat's good.
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Val Kilmer. Great film.
Ooh, Training Day. No, I'll tip it up.
Training Day's good.
I can't believe I forgot Training Day.
I'm American Gangster over Training Day, though.
Yo, I'm a madman.
Do you know what? Training Day, Training Day is, again, it's based on a true story. It's based on a cop from LA who basically was... extorting drug dealers in and around the area, right? So obviously the acting in that film from Denzel was incredible, but you see American Gangster, the reason why I like it, because it's a biopic, he is acting like Frank Lucas to a T. And there's so much scenes. I remember when he's like, someone drops something on his the rug, and he goes, man, that's $25,000 alpaca. Yeah. You gotta clean that property. He goes, from now on we low key.
You don't scrub, you black that shit.
Then he goes, take them glasses off. Like, it's a lot of improv in that film as well. So I love American Gangster. What's another film that I love?
I love when they do improv.
Yeah, improv is the greatest ever.
Watch Catch Me If You Can.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's too much. We'll be here all day, bro.
You know what movie is? I couldn't finish it.
What?
Martyrs. It's super dark.
Yeah.
And I've watched like Serbian film, all of that. I couldn't finish Martyrs.
You watched Serbian film?
Yeah.
How the hell did you watch Serbian film?
Online.
No, but how did you finish it? You watched every minute of that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, Harry.
Yeah.
Siberian film. Is it called Siberian film?
No, Serbian film.
Serbian film. Do not ever watch that movie.
No, that's bad. Serbian film Harry, is bad.
What's it about war?
Okay, how about this?
No.
No. Whatever you think can be the most disturbing thing you can watch, it's worse than that.
Nah, but now Martyrs is worse than that. I couldn't finish Martyrs.
Have you guys watched Mother?
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate that film.
Ain't watched it. What's it?
So Mother
is Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. It's basically a horror film with no actual scary things, but it's just horrible for your morals and your mind. It's a it just keeps pissing you off, scene after scene. It just doesn't make sense. Why is this happening? Why are they allowing this to happen? Like, it's one of them films.
That, you know that baby bit?
I didn't get it. I was fuming.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Like, have you watched this Spanish film called Record? REC. No.
What?
REC.
Wait, is that the one where it's all done on the vlog
camera? Yeah. Spanish film.
Yeah.
Incredible film still. All right, cool. Well, so Deji, thank you so much.
Bro, I've actually been enjoying my... Yo, what the fuck?
No, I know, I know.
I'm enjoying myself too.
Genuinely, this has been incredible.
One of our most relatable guests, because we like a lot of the same shit.
Yeah, we do.
Anime, movies.
If there was someone that you'd want us to get on the podcast, who would it be? Who do you reckon should come on the pod?
Angry Ginge.
We want to get him on.
We do want to get him.
Yeah, it's just our schedule.
Angry Ginger would be sick. Speed would be nice.
I mean, we dream.
Because
remember, we're up and coming.
Yeah.
So we're trying to...
You know what? Low-key, someone like Lacey, Jason the Ween, Stable Ronaldo, one of those like American streamers.
Yeah.
Low-key. Because you know, they're so like ADHD. To like actually like sit them down and kind of like pick their brain.
I want to get Sketch.
Sketch again.
The glasses.
Yeah. I want to get him.
Oh, Sketch. Yeah.
I love him, man.
What's up, brother?
Like, I want to get him. I met him at the AMP Beta Squad game. Love to get him, man.
He's cool.
Deji, thank you so much. If there's any bit of advice you want to give people right now, what would it be? No one cares. So that's the thing. All right. So I've been Harry Pinero. Oh, yeah. Now I know what's going on now, nigga. You let it go.
I'm about to go in now. Y'all ain't ready.
Y'all ain't ready.
We did KSI. Now we doing Deji. He ain't the same guy. He looking kind of heavy. Come on, Harry. You got it.
The nigga came with flip flops.
Yeah, he did.
I'm wearing two colors, black and white. That's like Crip Cross.
Yeah.
I mean, Cross Chris.
Yeah.
Violate me. You gonna dare with your dark is.
Yeah.
Black is.
Yeah.
Stop this.
Yeah.
I got it on me. Moss big.
Yeah.
Hit him in his head. Clock wig.
Yeah. I'm bold now. I ain't got a flat top.
No, we don't.
Big shoulders. With a tank top.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm holding the stick.
Mm.
Call it the flicker flicker.
Ooh.
My dick's so big. Nigga, nigga.
Ooh.
Sometimes.
Ooh.
I see tigers in my head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then I look at those tigers, I'm like, fuck. Damn, man, I had something. Fuck.
That nigga can't rap even if it was paper.
Oof.
I get a lot of cake, call me the baker.
Ooh.
Disrespect me. Your deathbed is where I'm gonna take you.
I said I'm the best for 6 straight days.
He did.
You look like a gangster that got straight A's.
Okay.
Because you look like a nerd from the hood. You look like a nerd that was good.
You look like you curbing them good. But I was serving them wood.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You were serving them wood?
Girls.
Girls, okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, cool.
Oh, what, me?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
We force people here.
I like Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
But not the green ones.
Ooh.
Oof. I like money, but the green ones.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah. Maybe.
Ooh.
He said yes to no, then no to maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yes to no, you might be crazy. Yes or no, yeah, I took your lady.
Mm. Took my lady, you must be crazy. Glock on me, but I had the 380.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Where's the gravy?
Oh, motherfucker, shoot you in your eye. Made that shit lazy.
Oh. I got my M&Ms like Slim Shady.
Oh, the police tried to nick me every day to try to tase me.
Ooh, I was in the ocean. It's kind of wavy.
Oh, bitch. Yeah, you are. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been Harry Pinero, Darkest Man, and of course, Deji, thank you so much. I mean, look, you know where his YouTube is, but we will put it
Comedy
in.
Shorts Gamer.
Yeah.
He a Comedy Shorts Flamer. I'm a Comedy Shorts Tamer. Comedy Shorts Wayner.
Make sure you guys give us 5 stars on Spotify and of course sign up to our Patreon, even though we've been, just please sign up there. And keep the subs going, guys. Thank you so much for the love you gave us on the last episode. Please give us some love in this video and we'll see you next week. Peace.